It didn't. I mean, he knows that he can't do that in that situation. You know, that's part of the growth and the development process that we go through. And again, I just, you know, I think Joe gives us the best chance right now going forward.
Shane Steichen on Anthony Richardson, talking about his helmet tap and why he got pulled out and why he's not the starter. Richardson said he was not told why he is no longer the starter, just that this is how it is. Michael Pittman, receiver of the Colts, found out on social media, which, yeah.
The Colts, like a team announcement?
The Colts seem to have a routine where players are not finding out the proper way. There's another example of this. I forgot what it was already, so apologies for that. But
they don't like cue their players
before it happens. Seem to have organizational communication down. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. The Dodgers win the World Series. It is Halloween. We're talking quarterbacks as candy, to be very, very cliche.
Which candy is Anthony Richardson?
Anthony Richardson is
wild. Super inconsistent, but you get some big plays.
Okay.
Big stuff.
Anthony Richardson is, they put a homemade cupcake in your bag. Like, this might be great, but I don't trust it right now.
A homemade, saran wrap or something?
A homemade brownie in saran wrap in your bag.
Okay.
This might
anything homemade.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It might be great, but I'm not going to find out. I don't think I can trust it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know how much I'd want to trust it in the first place. How much would I trust it? Do even try it?
I had him in so many dynasty leagues, and I traded him in a bunch before this season and kept him in a couple. He's got a lot of ability. There's no doubt about that. There was a couple throws that'll, you know, like you said, drop your jaw. But at the same time, I don't have a problem with what the Colts are doing. They're a good enough team to move to Flacco. And it's not nothing that Flacco last year was amazing. And this is a point about Josh Allen. So you're seeing a lot of Josh Allen takes out here, and we'll get back to your calls in a moment. Josh Allen, and well, he was bad at the start, and the Bills built around him, and they brought him along, and they were patient, and they really were. But, you know, we all lived through it, and I contend the Bills never really had a time where they had to be that patient with Josh. He was kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
His rookie season, there were bumps. His second season, he was fine. And by his third season, he was great.
This is where I don't know how different on the field it is from his rookie year.
Where it's different, and this is a point that I heard Chopin Bulldog make, and I liked it a lot. Where it's different is the player that they can put in. When Allen got hurt in Houston,
yeah,
the other quarterbacks were Nathan Peterman and Derek Anderson.
Right. There was nobody.
There was no Joe Flacco goes in and the offense is on schedule and all the players are happy. It was, let's get that kid back in here because at least we saw some exciting stuff. Right. Derek Anderson, his stats with the Bills that stretch, he was 42 of 70 for 465, no touchdowns and four picks. I think in the four games that Allen missed, they did not score an offensive touchdown. They lost to Indy, 37-5. They lost to New England on a Monday night, 32-6 maybe.
They couldn't do anything.
They were dreadful. And the difference is when Richardson goes out, the Colts look like a better team.
Right.
Now, that's the Colts have themselves to blame for that, for having Joe Flacco as the backup. This is the reality of the NFL right now, where backup quarterbacks, sometimes you're better off having a guy that stinks but is nice to the guy than the better quarterback.
This is where I don't know how much I want to believe that. I don't want to believe Steichen at all, that the helmet tap has nothing to do with it. Because if you are, or that something with his character or his work habits behind the scenes aren't the reason, because he is super young, super inexperienced. They would have known that. He's raw when they picked him in the top five. He's younger. I heard Sean Mullock say this yesterday. He's younger than Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback at Colorado. Like, this dude is super young, super inexperienced, and okay, he is horrible with consistency. He completion percentage under 50% is dreadful. He has a better yards per attempt than Kyler Murray on the year. His big-time throw percentage on the season, Josh Allen is the only player in the league with a higher big-time throw percentage. His average depth of target, this is just how he's playing. There's no player in the league that's over 10 yards on average depth of target. Richardson's at 13.3.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Like, he's just chucking it deep. But he's completing some of these. To the point where he has the same yards per attempt as Mahomes. Because he is getting big plays. You don't let that guy work that out? You don't let that guy kind of learn on the job, the consistencies, the easy stuff? Because that's, maybe this is the Allen part of it. Allen went away while he was injured, and then he got better at the little stuff. He got better at the, hey, you need to be consistent at the short, intermediate stuff, the routine plays. You can't make mistakes on that. And Richardson, I feel like that's all he's got to do. Like, he makes wow throws almost every week, just, but is he going to get better at keeping the offense on schedule and getting better at the routine stuff by sitting on the bench for the next 9 weeks?
Steven Ruiz pointed out his EPA per dropback among rookies through 10 starts.
Mm-hmm.
The following, I mean, there are a bunch with a worse number. Like, Bo Nix is worse in his first 10 starts. But also, Josh Allen, Carson Palmer, Tua, Trevor Lawrence, and Matthew Stafford have a worse EPA per dropback in their first 10 starts than Richardson.
Yeah. That's where I don't want to believe him, because I'm not saying it's going well. I just don't think it's going so horrifically bad that it warrants him being pulled after six games.
His completion percentage, like his EPA per dropback, like you said, has been pushed up by his scrambling and running, which a lot of guys do now, and his
downfield stuff. Yeah.
His off-target percentage is what is super high.
Mm-hmm.
16% of his throws are just off-target. That's up there with Justin Fields of this group of young quarterbacks. Right. Like Allen and Carson Palmer and Matthew Stafford at this time had like a zero. Like they were fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't about missing throws that were available. It was just, you know, those guys were working it out. No one likes to bail on a guy too early.
That's all I'm saying is, if it was for just on the field reasons, this is very early given who he is, what his skill set was when he came in, his age, his experience even in college. He played 1 year. I feel like they don't know what they had.
Let me ask you this then, and then we'll get some calls. How do you square this timeline with the Jordan Love timeline?
Who sat for what? Was it 3 years?
3 years.
Yeah.
So if that works and has worked at times, Rodgers did this, sat for a while and then started. Why can't a team play a guy, say like, all right, not ready yet, sit him, wait a year, and then he starts next year after a full year of reps. The only difference between this timeline and the Jordan Love timeline is you would have had some reps to show you, oh, there's a lot of good stuff here. When Jordan Love is sitting for 3 years, you get nothing. But no one gets mad about that.
Right.
You only get mad when the guy goes in and comes out.
Yeah.
How different is it really?
That's probably right. Just how often do you see a guy go in and then out? Or, go out and then come back in? You know what I mean? Like, if that wasn't their plan from the get-go, then what are the odds they'll go back to him, I guess, and have a full commitment? Because,
well, next year they'll have to, because Joe Flacco is going to have to retire at some point. Like,
yeah.
Next year,
Are they going to have nobody behind Anthony Richardson next year that's worthy of this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Dan in Pittsburgh. Hey, Dan, good morning. Happy Halloween.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I guess you guys were talking about Richardson. So before we get into the really important stuff of talking about what candy different quarterbacks are, I will say that I don't really think that makes much sense. But I just feel like when you draft a guy specifically to be a project, you should kind of roll with that project. But I don't really care about the Colts too much.
Next week,
yeah.
Yep, exactly. But for quarterbacks being candy, I was thinking that Aaron Rodgers would be candy corn, but only if candy corn was in the front of the stores and pushed on a yearly, on a year-round basis.
Yeah.
And for Josh, I'd say Josh is like a hot tamale.
Hot tamales. Hot tamales are good. Hot tamales are like the Mike and Ike's, except they are, you know, the cinnamon,
yeah,
spicy.
Yeah. I'm just not a cinnamon guy. That's going to be tough for me. Not a cinnamon guy. That's where I might differ here, is you need a candy that everybody loves, because everybody loves Josh Allen. Everybody loves watching Josh Allen play football. So I need something that everybody... Hot tamales are too niche. There's too many people that just won't go near it.
803-0550.
Nerds gummy clusters is why that's perfect, because everybody that's ever had one, there's no other opinion. You love them if you've ever had one.
It is Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. Jeremy and Joe with you on WGR. We'll talk with Sal. We'll talk with Zach Hicks, who covers the Colts, on this Richardson decision. And if you want to also join us, you know, on the Halloween stuff, or also on what you remember from Josh's growth. Imagine a Colts fan calls you and says, how did it go for you, right? Like quarterback relationship advice. What was it like? Did you ever have this time where you thought maybe he should sit down? Like, what would you tell him? What do you remember about it? Because my memory of it was pretty smooth the whole way. It never got contentious. We were all just, this guy looks like he's a lot of fun. And then by the time it would have been time for him to step up, he did. Very easy. Kind of like Mahomes. Mahomes sat for a year and then went and threw 50 touchdowns. Like, not much to talk about. Jaden Daniels, not much to talk about. Oh, that's the guy. Doesn't always happen that way, but I feel like it more often does. You can give us a call, 803-0550. Steve will get to your call if you can stick with us. Sal, coming up. Scott Pienowski, some Yahoo Sports Fantasy Halloween on WGR.